Morning Watch, Day 4. Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 11. In the Father's house, living in the place prepared for us through the death and resurrection of Christ. Related verses. John 14:14 through 16, 21 and 23. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may be with you forever. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him. John 15:4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. Revelation 21:2-3. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of the throne, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will tabernacle with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Related reading. John 14 reveals mainly how the triune God is dispensing himself into us in order that we and he, might be built together in the mingling of divinity with humanity. This chapter unfolds that the triune God, the Father, Son, and Spirit, is dispensing himself into the believers in Jesus Christ, that this very God and the believers are being built together, a building of divinity with humanity, that eventually this building becomes a mutual abode, and that God dwells in man and man in God. This is the basis for the Lord's word in 15:4. Abide in me and I in you. This is a mutual abiding, for we abide in him and he abides in us. In John 14:23, the Lord Jesus did not say, The Father and I will abide with him. But he said, We will come to him and make an abode with him. There is a difference between the two expressions, abide with and make an abode with. To say, The Father and I will come to abide with him, is correct as far as language is concerned. But to say, The Father and I will come to him and make an abode with him is more meaningful. In what way is it more meaningful? In the way that the Father and the Son will take the lover of Jesus as their abode, and that the believer will be an abode to them. The Lord seemed to be saying, We will make an abode with him that he and we may have an abiding place. He will be our abode, and we will be his abode. We can abide in him, and he can abide in us. In such a situation, there is no place for sin, the world, Satan, the old man, or the flesh. All such things have been chased away. Have you not had this experience in the past? Deep within you, there was a sweet appreciation toward the Lord Jesus. And you said, Lord, I love you. Then the Lord said, Since you love me, my commandment is that you do not do this and that. You said, Amen, Lord Jesus. Perhaps you said, Amen, with tears in your eyes. Immediately, you had the sense of his manifestation within you. You were so much in his presence. At that time, you had the sense that he was filling you up with himself, and that you were being drawn into him. You were abiding in him, and he was abiding in you. You were his abode, and he was yours. We need to have this experience all day long. The triune God's making his abode with the believers is for the building of his habitation. Whenever you have had the sweet sensation that you were in the presence of the Lord and that the Lord was indwelling you to the fullest, you also had the feeling that you loved all the believers. According to your realization at the time, you had no problem with any believer, and you were ready to forgive every brother's or sister's fault. This is the desire to be one with the believers for God's building. The building of God's habitation among men on earth today is altogether dependent upon this experience. Perhaps two brothers have a problem with each other. What can solve it? It is not easy to do. One day, they both begin to love the Lord, and they have a deep and sweet appreciation of him. The Lord gives them a commandment, and they take it. Immediately, they are both in the Lord's presence, and the problem is over. This is the way in which the Lord does the divine work of building among us. It is not a matter of organization, regulation, or outward teaching. It is absolutely a matter of our loving the Lord and experiencing his manifestation and his abiding with us.